Hello, everyone. This is Jay Dobbins on the Marvel DC Multiverse. We are now at episode 386, and I'll be discussing one topic, which is Marvel hints at possible return of the child's Black Panther, but not as you know him. So, Marvel has hinted that T'Challa may return to the franchise, but not the version that we're familiar with. The studio was faced with a major challenge after Chadwick Boseman tragically passed away in August 2020. With the Black Panther Wakanda Forever team electing to restructure the sequel around all of the other characters and not recast a central role. However, it seems there is the possibility of a return at some point, thanks to the multiverse. In an interview with Ringerverse podcast, Marvel's vice president of development, Nate Moore, was asked about the challenges of moving ahead with the Black Panther franchise without Boseman and what this means for T'Challa. After taking a few moments to word his response correctly, Moore stated, and I'm going to quote, "You will not see T'Challa in the MCU / Earth 616 universe again," end quote. Ain't that something? So Moore goes on to reveal that the Marvel team's conversations with Ryan Coogler resulted in them deciding within minutes that Boseman couldn't be recast. See his full response. Well, actually, sorry, his full response in a Twitter video, and he said, and I quote, this is in a Twitter video that, in a Twitter video, he said that, he put to rest, any discussion about recasting the character of T'Challa as Black Panther. And he says that he talked with Ryan Coogler about it, and it was just, and he said, and I quote, "We just couldn't do it. T'Challa is gone. Guys, you agree, yes or no?" I was like, wow. In the comic book, I mean, for me, T'Challa's immortal. You can't compare Chadwick Boseman to T'Challa. I mean, they're not one and the same. They're two different people, you know. But in his mind, they're one and the same. Friggin' moron. But anyway, so Moore makes it abundantly clear that Marvel is not interested in replacing Chadwick Boseman and pretending like nothing's happened. But his speculation that we won't see T'Challa again, you know, in the 616 universe, again, feels loaded. Given that the multiverse looks to be a big buzzword for the MCU going forward. His phrasing suggests there is the opportunity for a variant of the Wakandan King to appear at some stage, with a new actor brought in to play them, or him rather. So this could be a very smart plan. Many Marvel fans, while they adore Boseman's performance, don't want to lose the key character of T'Challa and are open to the idea of a recasting. I'd rather just do the T'Challa variant, you know, since that's the only option, obviously. Looks like, you know, Since they're gonna kill off Chadwick Boseman's version, so of T'Challa. But anyway, others meanwhile don't want the late great actor dishonored. So bringing in an alternate T'Challa, whether sooner or later, would be a neat way of appeasing both groups. I wouldn't say both, because the black community, they can't use their freaking imagination anyway. So it's like, you know, oh. If they're watching a movie, they're not looking at the child, they're looking at Chadwick Boseman. So in their minds, having recasting someone different makes it look weird. It don't feel right. They're thinking, okay, we want it to be Chadwick Boseman, but he's dead, so just leave that, let they put that character to rest. Don't even recast. It'll be disrespectful. I'm like, come on. Obviously, the black community, most of the black community ain't invested into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so their opinions don't really matter at this point. But the true Black Panther fans, like the comic book fans, those are the ones who are likely going to be appeased. Because you can't appease a black community anyway, most of them. Some of them might like the idea of a T'Challa being recast, you know, of the T'Challa variant. They would like that idea because they're, you know, they'd be like, you know what, the T'Challa story was just now being told. He just had his first movie. So some would agree to continue on with the story with a variant, but most of them in the black community don't want that because they're so accustomed to Chadwick, you know. Anyway, I'll say it'll appease at least mostly the comic book fans, which is what Coogler really needs in order to keep the franchise going. But the black community, most of them, they're gonna watch the Black Panther movie no matter what, since that movie appeals to most of the black community anyway. Since it's a black movie, it's gonna appeal to them. Doesn't matter if it's like a black movie, scary movie. Those are the kind of genres that appeal to that group. But as far as T'Challa, you know, Black Panther, most of them didn't even watch Civil War. So they're thinking that, oh, you know, most of them didn't even watch Civil War to know that he made his appearance in that movie first before the Black Panther movie. So, but anyway, you know, some of them, like I said, if there is a T'Challa variant in the after credits, which I think is going to be like an end credit scene, probably. Most of them ain't going to stay around for that anyway. Most of them, because when me and my best friend saw the Black Panther, it was mostly just African Americans in the theater. Most of them walked out as soon as the movie was over. Most of them didn't even stay after the credits. It was like four people, you know, me and two other people, pretty much. It was me, my best friend, and two other people, pretty much. So most of them didn't even know what was going on in the post credits. Most of them wouldn't even think to stay after the credits, because you know they're not invested in the Marvel film. So, but anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. But anyway, so Moore's comments, but back to the subject or the topic rather. Moore's comments will no doubt ignite theories of a T'Challa variant appearing in Black Panther Wakanda Forever, which is shooting, well, now, ahead of its arrival in theaters on November 11th. But right now, they're doing reshoots, though. And there's one person right now, he's not a well-known actor, he's not famous, but he's a known theater actor. Not by millions, but I would say at least thousands of people who are into theater anyway. And he was seen, well, actually, I didn't know anything about him until I saw a Marvel fan cast video of him. He goes by the name of Curtis Bannister, so he's a theater actor. And he's a good singer too. He's done opera, stage, you know, a lot of stage plays. He's done some opera too. I've heard him perform, and wow, he's pretty good. But yeah, he's pretty much in the movie. And this is weeks later. Like a week after I watched weeks after I watched the video, I went on the Internet Movie Database or IMDb and typed in Black Panther Wakanda Forever as a search to see who else has been added to the cast. And so far it went from 14 to 37 people that have been added. I think, it's 57 now. And guess who I ran across? Curtis Bannister. The guy that was mentioned in a Marvel fan cast video. So I'm thinking, like, wait a minute. And he has an undisclosed role. And if it's the role that I think it is, then there might be some hope for us, for us true Black Panther fans. So I'm going to keep an eye on this guy. Since he's the only person that's listed with an undisclosed role, while everybody else's role is pretty much revealed. His is undisclosed. So yeah, I'm going to keep my eye on this act, on this actor, on him. So keep my eye on him. Cause I don't think that, like I say, if they're going to recast a child, I thought they were going to go after an A-list actor like Trevante Rose, John David Washington, or Yolande Noel. Those were the three that I was thinking about. But now, I guess we're going to add a fourth one, him, Bannister. So, and Bannister is not an A-list actor. But I'm guessing they were going for someone who's not well-known. So, we'll see. But I smell the chalo all over him, so. And before I forget, the reason why I'm talking about this topic is because Marvel CEO Kevin Feige backtracked on his decision not to recast T'Challa. Should have seen that one coming. So he had an interview with Empire magazine, and what he said, and I quote, that it just felt like it was much too soon. End quote. So this was an interview for Empire magazine, just as a reminder. He also said, and I quote, "Stan Lee always said that Marvel represents the world outside your window, and the world is still processing the loss of Chad," end quote. So that's why. So I guess we might get a T'Challa variant, at least, and I'll be grateful for that. However, it sounds like they changed their mind on the subject because of the recast of T'Challa movement and how strong it's been getting. So, there you go. But yep, that's pretty much about it. So, that concludes this topic. Feel free to visit us and like us on Facebook. We're available on iTunes, Google Play Music app, Spotify, and of course, YouTube.